I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A man we'll call Brother Y serves in Israel with Global Catalytic Ministries.
Definitely the body of Christ needs to be engaged in fervent prayer.
As Israel and Iran pound each other with missiles, he urges believers to seek God's viewpoint.
These questions should be asked always, especially during these times. What are you saying? God, what are you doing? God, where are you going? And could we collaborate with you? Can we cooperate with you? Even if it's just prayer. And many times prayers will lead to action.
Pray for God's will in Iran and Israel, that believers will be sanctified.
He needs to cleanse and to purge. So all of us in Iran, in Israel, that we will have a spirit of prayer, grace, and supplication, that we will humble ourselves so that God can show mercy and compassion.
And the global body of Christ is growing, but Christians worldwide face a huge barrier. No scripture available in the language they understand best. A gospel worker we'll call John serves with Unfolding Word. Unfolding Word comes alongside church planting networks to begin church-centric Bible translation.
People are so curious about the gospel. We're praying with them, we're preaching to them, and they're very, very open to the message. So this is a huge gospel opportunity as well as a humanitarian crisis.
You can learn more about Unfolding Word at missionnews.org.
But now they're just getting downtrodden and massacred and driven out.
You can sign up for their monthly prayer newsletter while you're there.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.